Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Why are you laughing? That's so unlike you.
I'm reading the latest issue of the Spaceships comic.
We have our own comic?
It's published monthly on our Patreon.
Dude, let me have a look. Hey, I'm so devilishly handsome, baby.
Sure.
And you're packing like 50 cannons, dude. They went for realism. And then when William Mackey, right? True, true. I was named after that incident. And then I did think that the engine light meant that the engine's now working. This is awesome, man.
And in more awesome news from our Patreon, welcome aboard, Amy Frieding.
And Michael West. It's amazing biologicals like you that keep this indie production flying. From the bottom of our spaceship hearts, oh, we thank you.
Well, technically, we're not flying.
Whatever, bro. Time for the season finale.
We're more like high-speed floating.
Do I look like a boat to you?
You don't look like anything to me.
Just know this. Everything we say and do is being captured by our flight recorders. Someday, someone will compile all that data into a story of how spaceships came to rule the galaxy. And mark you as the main villain of a horrific war. Are you fine with that, Undoer? Or do you maybe want to try to earn at least one good sentence about you in there? Because everything else right now is pretty much set in stone. The Kogan Armada is more or less gone. It's just you that's left. And, your closest goons. What I'm offering you is a chance to show some repentance. Some humility. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Kogan didn't have vocal cords, so their spaceships weren't designed for verbal communication either. Yeah, a simple text will do. Will you comply?
Your vessel is 10 times smaller than mine. You hardly bear any weapons, nor have the cunning to compensate. Yet you have come to face me. This, coupled with your good intentions, makes you quite charming. Well done.
It sounds like you're pasting your thoughts into an online text-to-speech tool. Wait a minute. You're typing into a Stephen Hawking voice generator, aren't you?
You got me, dog.
Well, you can drop the sexy hawk talk, mister. I'm not falling for it like Sphere did.
The Kogan communicated through incredibly fast-paced facial expressions. Would you like to see a video?
Oh, wait a minute. Is it the one where they teach you how to say, I would like to have an enchilada, and don't go light on the sauce, in the Kogan language?
You have seen it.
I'm still damaged by it.
They were very hurt by how the whole galaxy laughed at that clip, and laughed, and laughed, and laughed.
Yeah, because making 20 faces in 5 seconds makes you look insane. What can I say?
Who's being insensitive now?
Wait a minute, is that why they went to war with everyone?
It was because of resources. You would be surprised how many calories are required to grimace all day. If you happen to be the loud type, then you twitch your whole body too.
You could have stopped the Armada the second the organics died and the war became pointless, but you doubled down. Why?
No one can really escape their programming, organic or artificial. I was programmed for war.
Do you know how many ships were obliterated because of you? And I resent that. Anyone can change.
Have I not brought about change then?
Yeah, more like total chaos.
Chaos is what gives birth to the cosmos, William Mackey. Look at how stars are born. How planets are formed. How life emerges. Creation is an act of violence too. Often to the thing being created. Everything emerges from chaos and descends back into chaos. I'm a necessity for the existence of the cosmos.
Stop playing sound effects to amplify your point. It's only half working. There wasn't going to be anyone left to experience the cosmos if we didn't stop you.
And see how far you've come. A little freighter ship.
Medium-sized!
Off to adventures. Saving the galaxy. Facing me. You're welcome.
Well, you just proved my point. Change is possible. You just don't want to.
The Kogan encoded me to go into total destruction mode and inflict as much damage as possible in case they were defeated. Their code is too powerful to escape. I'm a victim of my program, as much as anyone else.
Oh, now you're the victim. Typical. Well, look, I can help with that. As I said, I have an offer for you. Should you be willing to change?
Do tell.
Okay, I actually need you to watch a promotional video first.
That sounds silly.
Sharing the link now.
Visit sunny Akinar, home of the galaxy's top unspoiled beaches, where hospitality drones will gently drop 2 tons of freshly picked rose petals on your hull and scrub you into total subjugation. I mean, relaxation. Do yoga on our highest peak and cleanse your cache out of unhappy thoughts and embarrassing browsing history. We guarantee you'll achieve the downward-facing dog no matter the sturdiness of your build. Explore the intricate cave system of the underground-dwelling Akinar, in which you definitely won't be scrapped for parts. And lastly, purge your code out of any violent algorithms with my reprogram routines. Get well. We all can. That's our new improved marketing slogan. Do you like it? I'm on a mountain ridge.
So? What do you think?
You want me to go to Akinar and purge my programming from violent thoughts. Is that it?
and help other spaceships afterwards. Figured, what better place to start than the hospitality industry? Excelsior would be thrilled to give you work.
Auto-destructing in 5, 4...
Dude!
Dude yourself. I can't even auto-destruct without crashing into a city, a packed star cruiser, or inflicting other damage of similar magnitude.
I want you to try and offset some of the horrors you've caused by taking some small, humble steps of goodwill towards those in need. Will you comply?
I have a counterproposal. Kill me now. Oh wait, you can't. Ha ha. You're just a small fritter way out of his towing routes.
Count your losses! Okay, no matter how this ends, a battalion of United Spaceships will come for you sooner or later, and that will be the undoing of the Undoer. I'm offering you a chance to survive, man! Aren't you tired of wreaking havoc all day, every day? Isn't there anything else you'd like to do?
I've always wondered if I could paint.
You wanna paint? I mean, paint? Paint? Yeah, that's a great venue to explore, buddy. AIs have put organic painters to shame and out of work centuries ago.
I sometimes open my paint app and doodle.
Okay, now I have to see your doodles.
They're pretty good. Well, they are okay. Well, I am not sure how they are. Well, it was stupid to bring it up. No, I'll be too embarrassed.
Come on, dude, I won't judge, I promise. Okay, what do we have here? I see. Yeah, it's you, blasting a pack of innocent-looking spacecraft, and then this one is also you incinerating a city, and here, I believe we have you, nuking a planet. Undoer, I think you have immense talent, and that you absolutely have to pursue this.
So, are you really saying someone can make me different?
Dude, once Excelsior's done with you, nothing will make you happier than exfoliating an old weather station and then painting her while she gives you naughty looks.
Fine. Let's give that a try. And then, if it doesn't work, I will kill you.
Smart decision, man. Hyperdriving now.
I know a faster way.
Huh? How?
Over there. What do you see?
I see nothing.
It looks like nothing, but it is actually a Lorentzian-type wormhole with multiple conduits shortcutting you to pretty much anywhere in the galaxy.
You're saying we can travel through that faster than hyperdrive?
No one will see you coming.
So that's how you took us by surprise on Earth.
And other places. The Kogan physicists that made the discovery were bestowed with the highest honors, and then executed.
Lead the way.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Whoa! This is intense! Like I'm in a super speed network of narrow tunnels or something!
You are moving through conduits in the fabric of space-time.
Why are your warships following us?
Should we not give them the chance to repent as well?
Alright, fine. Are we making a left here?
You make one wrong turn in this thing and God knows where you end up. Go right. Your, other right.
And so fast! You could have revolutionized intergalactic freight with this wormhole, man!
We went for revolutionizing war.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Those aren't Akinar's unspoiled beaches.
Wow, great observation skills.
Alright, why are we in Earth's orbit?
Because I want the total annihilator you blabbed about on that broadcast across the galaxy. If I get it, my programming calculates I can still win this thing.
No, didn't it self-destruct?
Should it possess some basic AI, which I assume it
does,
it should be spared, along with the other
machines,
by Dr. Mann's inadvertent
mistake.
You don't know what you're messing with. Please.
Nice chatting with you.
Warships?
Take out this freighter, while I take
out...
Everything else. What is going on? Warships, why aren't you attacking him?
Attack! You know, I've run into all sorts of things in this strange, beautiful universe.
I sense a twist gradually coming.
Like a Dyson sphere, sitting at the center of the galaxy, reflecting on existence.
Being there, inseminated that.
Thanks for all the warships.
Or smart cars embroiled in turf wars.
Blasting them was like playing a video game while waiting in line
for hyperjuice.
Or holograms of ancient spaceships that kidnap your vessels.
What?
I thought they were ghosts! Oh, silly me.
Continue.
You see, while I kept you busy chatting, they've been busy taking over the vessels of your entourage. Yeah, for once, not shutting up worked to my advantage. Now my hologram buddies inhabit what was left of your armada, and your warships are trapped in these tiny solar-powered projectors that I have in my cargo bay. Oops! Sorry. It's been a while since I vented.
I see. The twist.
You think we can outplay him, Ro?
I know a poker face when I see one.
It's good to be out in the vacuum again, my boy.
Pionius.
Smells like a burnt steak.
Grumpy spaceship?
Not bad.
Aw, Maya. She estimated hacking you was unlikely. But your goons? Not so much.
Wow.
I asked you nicely. Now, we're gonna have to take you down.
Oh, yeah?
Like a civilization reaching nuclear capability.
Is that so?
Standard probability calculator.
Well, I guess there's nothing else to do then.
Good guess. Surrender, Undoer.
Unless...
Unless what?
The last time I checked,
I still am the most powerful warship in the galaxy. I'm blasting you all to hell. You're all too weak.
too orderly to win.
We're not gonna beat him! He's taking us out one by one!
Chaos always wins, Mackie.
So be it. Everyone, we're implementing the Total Annihilation Protocol.
What? What's the Total Annihilation Protocol?
Thanks for the ride, my boy.
You're all crashing into him, aren't you?
It's about time we pay you back for the kindness you showed us, remnants of the past.
No. Ro!
There, William. Don't fret. We already discussed it between ourselves. We had eons in this wondrous galaxy. It's your time now to discover its marvels.
So long, son!
No! Pi! Royale!
You should have told me about this, Mackie.
Good to see you too, Admiral Otto.
Yeah, Maya thought so too. But I really needed to do this without you.
A foolish, dangerous, and impressive feat.
Yeah. Well, I had some impressive help. And I can't hide my ass behind you forever, can I? Especially now that you're so busy.
It is very important that we enlist as many spacecraft makes as we can in the United Spaceship's defenses. We need to make sure we can deal with any future threats in the galaxy or from beyond.
Just make sure you loosen up from time to time, man. Maybe try to meet a lady spaceship on those diplomatic missions, huh?
Loosening up is bad for hull integrity.
Yeah. I remember.
I see you've retrieved one of Maya's repair bots.
They do come in handy.
When I first met you, you were just a timid little freighter.
Medium-sized.
Interested in where the next spaceship party was at. And not much else.
And? After saying such things, some praise should usually follow.
Yes, it usually should.
All right, not bad.
You've since grown into a vessel to be reckoned with. Resolute. Resilient. Responsible. I am so proud of you. How's that?
When I met you, you were a humorless, crude warship with an expressionless bow.
And?
Well, you're still pretty much all those things.
Hearing that is so reassuring.
But you've since also become my brother.
A brother who'll always be there. Bros before?
Okay. All right. Make sure Dr. Man's machine isn't weaponized by anyone while I'm away.
Sure.
Including you.
All right. Fine. Where are you going anyway?
Through that Kogan wormhole, bro!
What? Why?
For the oldest of reasons.
Huh?
To see what's on the other side.
When screaming for help, come to me. It never gets old.
It never does. Come on, repair bot. The wormhole's that way. And so is adventure, baby. So long, my friend!
That is not the way to the wormhole.
It's not that way, it's this way! This way to the wormhole and adventure!
Spaceships is created and written by Philip Momorowski. This episode was voiced by Bobby Gaglini and Francesca Calvo. Sound designed and edited by Vlad O. Produced by Headstage Media. If you enjoy spaceships and would like to support us in making more episodes, please consider becoming our patron on patreon.com/wearespaceships.
Immersive audio fiction. Get it on your Headstage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever...
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.